listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I've been spending this last half hour trying to deal with what I will always find to be one of the most problematic elements of MAGA, and that is the devotion of evangelical Christians and their co-opting of both patriotism, but attended to that, Christianity writ large. Like, they are the Christians. And it's just not true. The policies of MAGA, the language of MAGA, the language, the rhetoric, all of it could not be more contrary to Jesus's teaching. Here's what Pope Francis, the Pope before this one, had to say. The church, like a mother, accompanies those who are walking. This is in the document titled Dyslexite. I have loved you. She knows that in every rejected migrant, it is Christ himself who knocks at the door of the community. Where the world sees threats, the church sees children. Where walls are built, she builds bridges. And all of this in veneration of, again, Charlie Kirk, who traded in the most debased kind of bigotry, preying on people's fears, on our subconscious biases that threaten to divide America at this critical point in time. But at the head of this beast is Donald Trump, who by his own words and, yes, deeds, is no Christian by any measure. Let us refresh our recollections. Donald Trump, back in July of 2015, basically said that he is infallible. You know, like a king who reigns by divine right. Listen to this.
Why do I have to, you know, repent? Why do I have to ask for forgiveness if you're not making mistakes?
What? And of course, Donald Trump to Frank Luntz years ago that he, of course, because he doesn't make any mistakes, needs no forgiveness. Because what? In his mind, he is a king reigning in his divine right. Here's Trump saying, I don't need to ask for forgiveness.
But have you ever asked God for forgiveness?
I'm not sure I have. I just go and try and do a better job from there. I don't think so. I think if I do something wrong,
Yeah, that means you're not a Christian. The defining characteristic of Christianity is the idea that your soul can be saved by contritely and humbly asking God for forgiveness. But Trump can't even name a Bible verse that he likes, for crying out loud. Remember this?
Okay. You mentioned the Bible. You've been talking about how it's your favorite book. And you said, I think last night in Iowa, some people are surprised that you say that. I'm wondering what one or two of your most favored Bible verses are,
well,
and why.
I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal. So I don't want to get into
to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get
just
into
the whole thing. Like Sarah Palin, which papers? I just read all the papers. You know, those things with words written on them. And this, just 2 days ago from Donald Trump, aboard Air Force One. If a man doesn't ask for forgiveness, thinks he makes no mistakes, wants to be treated as a despot, as a king serving in his divine right with no limitations on his plenary authority to kill at will, to deploy troops on his people by making up lies. Yeah, well, Trump finally put it together for us. Take a listen. Cut 14.
You talked about how you hope to end the war in Ukraine because it might help you get into heaven. How does this help? Does this help?
I mean, you know, I'm being a little cute. I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven, okay? I really don't. I think I'm not maybe heaven-bound. I may be in heaven right now as we fly in Air Force One. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make heaven.
Did you catch that he equates heaven with his absolute power and authority? Yeah, this is what the founders were worried about. A president with immunity from the most debased criminal acts, a party that lies about the reality of what's happening, who blames others for their failings, who engages personal attacks, who engages in, again, the most debased kind of bigotry to what? To distract us from what is really going on. one of the most wealthiest families in the world, is seizing absolute power. And in case you didn't believe me about the no taxes thing, just here's the New Jersey gubernatorial candidate on that very point.
Taxes are on the table, but I'd be careful of millionaire taxes. They're employing us. They're
so
also
new taxes are on the table in New Jersey in your administration?
Well, you have to look at it. You have to look at the whole
thing.
Don't
tax
but what I'm saying
the millionaires.
We can't just beat up the millionaires. The millionaires many times are our employers. They're employing us.
The same old saw. They're also sitting, not the millionaires so much as the 100 millionaires, the mega corporations, the billions, just sitting on their money, not working. Track back and look at the history of authoritarianism and dictators in this world, and you will always find a claim to moral superiority based on their identification with some religious belief. Cloaking themselves in religion to justify, to say, my religion requires the subjugation of these people or that. But that is not what this country is supposed to be about, and it's certainly not what Christianity was about or is about. Again, notwithstanding the point that, again, our country not founded as a Christian nation. I'm going to leave you with this. This is Proverbs 31, verses 8 through 9. Speak up for those who have no voice, for the justice of all who are dispossessed. Speak up, judge righteously, and defend the cause of the oppressed and the needy. MAGA doesn't do any of that. It's going to do it for me, folks. Go Brewers. My goodness, fingers crossed here. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. And it's always better when we stand together.